Did you know the largest ever sheep sale for a single breed was held recently at Mam Cross Mart in Galway? There were almost 3,000 entered by members of the Connemara Mayo Blackface Breeders Group from throughout Connemara, Mayo and Sligo. So many, it ran over 2 days. And the second day, the focus was on the rams. Trasa Brannock went to talk to some of the farmers who were buying and selling on the day.
Right, here we go. Very nice goat. 500 again, 400, 300, 200, 200, 200, 200, 200, 200, 200, 200.
Brendan Shuigat from the Connemara and Mayo Blackface Breeders Association. Can you tell me a little bit about the breed itself?
Yeah, the breed, I suppose, is a blackface hardened hill sheep, and I suppose it's been evolved here really in Connemara and Mayo in particular, also into the hills in Sligo. And it would be, I suppose, the main type of sheep used on the hills here in Connemara and West Mayo into Sligo. They're very hardy, very suitable for the climate, the weather conditions that we have here. And, you know, good mothers, very good mothers, again, even if lowland farmers buys them for crossbreeding as well. So they work really well as a hill sheep when they're bred pure, or again, when they're crossed to a maternal sire, they work really well as well.
And farmers from the other side of the country, Kilkenny and maybe down Wexford and that kind of side, they've seen the advantages of this breed.
Yeah, there is a good number here over the weekend, particularly yesterday with the Yowa sale here all day yesterday, and today is the ram sale. We had a lot of buyers from all over the country. We've had a lot of buyers really as well from hill areas as well on the east coast, like the Cooley Mountains down into Wicklow in particular, and a lot of Cork and Kerry areas and Donegal as well, who came here just to buy them to put on their own hills and run them pure. But we've a lot of lowland farmers who are looking to cross them, sometimes maybe with Leicesters to get mule yos out of them again. Some more are just looking to put actually terminal sires on older Connemara Mayo ewes and breed them on. So there's a lot of different buyers come here over the last 2 days. Today, I suppose, here we have over 570 rams entered, and as you can see, it's a really great turnout of stock and a lot of people here from all over the country. And in fact, the championship was won by a man from near Killarney. He's just set the record price in there for €4,050 for an aged ram in this breed. So it's great to see those buyers like Patrick O'Donovan, who has come here for many, many years buying stock rams and buying breeding ewes, and indeed in selling breeding ewes and now selling stock rams. So, you know, it's a wider pool than just Connemara Mayo, even though they would be known as the Connemara Mayo type of sheep, blackface sheep.
400. We're selling sheep today. We come from Killarney, and we've been coming since we were children with our father, who kept a flock of these in Kerry back at the start of the 80s, mid-80s should I say. So really we're just carrying on a tradition of these black sheep that we keep at home on the farm in Kerry, just a hill flock not too far from Killarney, a place called Glenflest.
Is it unusual that you'd have the Connemara blackface down in Kerry?
No, not anymore. It maybe was a little bit unusual in the past, but looking at the minute, there's a lot more of them, of this breed of sheep appearing in Kerry over the last few years, and more so in the last couple of years. You know?
And congratulations, you set the record price here for a ram, was it?
A ram that we bought here 3 years ago up here in Galway, and actually by a Mayo man that bred him here. He was Kevin Morn, was his name. And we bought him as a year old, and we have sold him today at 4 years old. And he set a record price here in the mart here in Mam's Cross today.
Top of the house, 460. One more try. I'll take 70 of you. Any good to you? 20, 40, 40, 60.
Are you buying or selling today?
Doing a bit of both, yeah. Trying to sell. Sold one. The other one I didn't sell. And I'm hoping to buy a ram as well.
Can you explain to me what a nice ram is? What are people looking for?
One of the most important things about a ram is his mouth, his teeth. In other words, that the teeth are not sticking out over his gum. And the sheep that come out of that ram then would have the same problem, you know, and they'd have a difficulty grazing, if you understand. So that's one of the main. The other thing is not to have a too high a shoulder. Nice looking ram like that there now.
Roisin O'Brien, you're a farmer here from Clonbur. Can you tell me a little bit about your own farm and the type of farming you do?
Yeah, so we're a hill farm. We run organic stock. It's nothing huge. It's mostly just me and my dad.
And is it all sheep you have?
Yeah, all sheep. Well, yeah, we used to have cattle years ago, but no, I'm definitely a sheep person now.
Why did you come today? And what are you hoping to buy? Or are you hoping to sell?
We're hoping to buy. So maybe one or two rams we definitely need this year. And I suppose the SIS, the new scheme, there's a lot more interest. So the department have this scheme where you need to have a SIS ram. It has to be approved. So there's a good few here today. So that's definitely helping, I think, with trade.
And you've been here now for a while. The sale has been happening since. You know what the prices are. Are you happy with the prices here today?
Oh, trade is good. Yeah, definitely. You can definitely see the SIS rams are going a little bit more. There's a little bit more interest. So I think it's helping trade.
You're a young farmer, Roisin.
Yeah.
It's nice to see young farmers here as well today, isn't it?
Yeah, there's definitely an interest, I think. People say it's dying out, but I don't think so. There's plenty generations in here. Yeah.
On top. All down. Wait a bit. Somebody else. Here's Hunter and
furious trading there, Tracy Vanek at the Connemara Mail Black Sheep Mart in Mam Cross.